It can also be a thick, puffy foam on the water surface, basically water looking like it's not supposed to look. Now, this is different from duckweed or regular algae on there. Duckweed is that little teeny tiny plant. You can see the individual leaves on it if you look up close. And algae, you know, the stringy type stuff. This is very different from that. This is actually very toxic to humans and dogs. If you're at dog parks and stuff, keep an eye out for this, for the ones that have ponds on them. A lot of times, at least where I'm at, the forest preserves actively monitor that and may put a warning out ahead of time, but it's just something to be aware of if you have a pond on your own property. Now, your dog's also going to need shade or shelter if he's spending a lot of time outside in the summer or inclement weather. Maybe he's the type to lay under a tree, and that's fine, or they'd prefer something softer to lay on. If you provide a dog house, make sure it's in the shade or create shade with a canopy. Now, I don't love the photo on the right for a number of reasons. This is not a long-term place for your dog to hang out, but it was really one of the few photos I could find that actually had a canopy or like some shade cloth over the top of it. And that's a great way to provide some shade for your dog if you need that kind of thing. Now let's talk about mulch. Coco mulch is super popular. I think I've even seen some for sale here. It is highly toxic to dogs for the same reason that chocolate is toxic to dogs, right? It's made from, coco mulch is made from the hulls of cocoa beans, and it's still high in theobromine, which is that toxic component why dogs can't have chocolate. It may also contain pesticide residue and mycotoxin producing molds, which can be dangerous for pets. So pine needle mulch is also considered harmful if it's swallowed. If your dog's a chewer, avoid mulch with large chunks as they can cause obstructions. You'll want to stick to untreated wood mulch, sometimes called arborist chips. Rocks as mulch is really never a good idea, as it can compact the soil, it can heat up the soil and cause problems for your plants as well. Also bad if your dog likes to swallow them. Cedar and cypress mulch, though, are good and digestible if your dog is one to eat it. So those are ones that you could look at as well. And I should mention, I did have a handout that goes along with this presentation that's on the conference website, so feel free to download that. And it's got all of this information on it. So I am a native plant person, kind of, I shouldn't say by trade, but I am a big native plant person. That's what I learned a lot about, kind of an ecologist. So a lot of what we talk about is removing lawns, getting rid of lawns. However, sometimes lawns make sense. Sometimes lawns have a function. Your kids play soccer on them. You know, it's kind of hard to play soccer in a prairie. Or maybe you want space for your dog to be able to run around in. So having that lawn is a functional thing. How much room does your dog need to run? Bigger dogs typically need more room, but it depends on their personalities. You know, maybe they are a couch potato who is happy walking out 3 feet and coming back inside. Or maybe they're one who likes to run laps around the yard. Whatever the case may be, keeping in mind what kind of space your dog's going to want will help. And dense landscaping, as I mentioned before, can sometimes lead to wildlife. But in the case of my dog, that's what she loves. So I've got some big tufts of grass that I know like bunnies will hide in or mice will hide in. And that's the first place she checks when she goes outside to do her patrols.